Environment Matters, sponsored by Wuka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wuka.co.uk and join the revolution.
Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around St Albans and from further afield. Now, first of all, if you've not done so, do go to radioverulam.com/podcasts and find the recording of the St Albans environmental hustings. You'll find all the St Albans candidates answering questions about sustainability and the environment at the hustings organised by St Albans, Friends of the Earth, Extinction Rebellion St Albans and Sustainable St Albans. And it is well worth a listen. You'll find that in the podcast session and, as I say, on the Radio Verulam website. Now, the other thing that's coming up is Christmas. An increasing number of us are concerned about the environmental impact of things like Christmas. The amount of plastic waste that we produce, the amount of rubbish that we abandon, and of concern, of course, for our impact on the natural world. So today we're going to tap into the hive mind that is St Albans Mums Eco Team Facebook page and find some ideas to help everyone who's dreaming of a slightly greener Christmas. I spoke to the group founder, Kate Swindells. Kate, thank you very much for joining me. So just before we start, tell us a little bit about Sam's Eco Team.
Okay, so Sam's Eco Team is a Facebook group for local mums in the area, and we set it up in May time this year to try and connect with the St Albans Mums Facebook group, which has thousands of members, to get signatures for the St Albans Climate Emergency Petition. And since then, it's just evolved into a forum for local mums focusing on home and family life, helping us all to find our way to net carbon zero and live more sustainable lives.
Fantastic. And just what are the kind of things that are concerning them right now in the build up to Christmas?
So there's a lot of talk of trying to buy less stuff, buying the right sort of presents. Also plastic free, reducing your plastic consumption and just reducing waste in general are the main concerns, I think.
Yeah, indeed. Well, I mean, we're nearly halfway through Advent now, so it's a little bit behind. But there were some quite nice ideas about Advent calendars that actually we could pick up on any time, couldn't we? Do you want to just tell us a little bit about some of the ideas there?
Yes. Yeah, so first of all, someone posted about there's a website called Wilder Child who do a printable advent calendar. And every day you lift up a flap and it's got something lovely about nature, like go collect a nature item, feed some seeds to the birds, just be kind to an animal.
Right.
Those kind of things. Just connecting children with nature is so important.
Yeah. And actually that really does sound a lot of fun as well. It really isn't just sort of like opening a little cardboard flap. Oh, well, there you go. Picture of, I don't know, a present or something. That does sound like a lot of fun to do. So,
yeah, it's definitely engaging my children. Another thing for advent calendars is for the last few years, I invested in a cloth advent calendar, and my mother-in-law bought me a silicone mould last Christmas, so I now make my own little chocolate moulds.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's totally plastic-free.
Fantastic. And actually, just at this time, you might be able to pick up a bargain with a reusable advent calendar that'll, you know, stand you in good stead for a few years to come. So, well, that is quite timely, isn't it? So I don't think we can avoid it any longer. The thorny issue of Christmas presents. How do we even start to go about keeping everybody satisfied but just making things a little bit more environmental?
Okay, so yes, there's quite a lot of messaging going on the group about this issue. And a lot of people have posted an image of like this hierarchy of what you should do. Number one, buy less, reduce what you're buying, buy secondhand, pre-loved stuff, which is much more acceptable these days than make it or buy local and buy ethical. So, yeah, obviously it's difficult with the children to buy less stuff. But if you have a conversation with them and when they're a bit older, I mean, my oldest is happy to have secondhand books and things like that now. No problem.
How old is that then? Do you think that they've sort of made that transition?
Well, both mine are in the juniors now. Okay. And understand it a bit more.
Right. So that's not tremendously old. You know, actually, kids who are relatively young can understand that secondhand isn't useless and irrelevant. And a lot of them are kids who are out climate striking and do have concerns for the climate as well, don't they?
Exactly. I think, times are moving on. There's definitely a lot more acceptance of buying pre-loved things. And it's so easy in St Albans, especially. There's loads of buying sites online, the school and church Christmas fairs. And even, the vintage market that was on the weekend.
Yeah. Yep, that's true. Yeah, vintage markets as well. It's a great idea. So how about charity gifts? The idea that, for instance, perhaps pay for some trees to be planted or to sponsor an animal in lieu of a physical gift. Do you think that kind of present has any traction with children?
Yeah, I think so. In certain circumstances, it's going to depend on your child. I know nature-loving children are going to love, say, sponsoring a hedgehog from one of the local hedgehog sanctuaries, or if you join the Woodland Trust family pack, you get things throughout the year, those kind of things.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose sponsoring an animal at Whipsnade, you can actually go and see the animal, can't you? And that's, a trip to the zoo, what could be, that's a fun day out, isn't
Even
it?
Even zoo membership would be a great present.
That is another tremendous
Supporting
idea.
Supporting the conservation of them.
Well, yes, indeed. While some people don't support the ideas of zoos, they definitely do a lot of great conservation work, which, ultimately you're supporting through the money there, aren't you? So that sounds like some great ideas there. Okay, how about thinking about, the Christmas trimmings? How about crackers? That does seem to be something that seems to be getting quite a lot of discussion at the moment.
It's had a lot of airtime, hasn't it, Christmas crackers? Yes. And it is fairly, it's a big amount of waste, isn't it? You pull this thing and you get a piece of plastic tack come out that no one ever plays with again. The jokes are good. The hats are good. So, yes, lots of different ideas on what to do there. Quite a few of the supermarkets have been selling plastic-free ones, and some of the local garden centres. There are small businesses on the group who kind of knit and sew lots of lovely things to replace. So we've got reusable crackers that you can buy. And
I suppose it's just that they're just a bit disposable, aren't they? That seems to me the problem with crackers. Yes, there's a lot of plastic tat involved, but as you say, Christmas table finished, it's just covered in cracker rubbish that you've literally used for 5 seconds or something. I think wherever the knitted crackers or something like that's coming, that does sound like a better idea. Or I suppose if it's a craft activity that's got more value in it, hasn't it?
Exactly. There's one mum who posted hoping her mum would babysit the children and do that as a craft activity. You know who you are. We all think it's wonderful.
I think that's a great idea. She'd even got an overnight babysit involved there as well. So that's win-win, isn't it? But when it's that, then, actually it's not something that's just a sort of like, 5 second wonder. Actually, it's been, a whole day of fun putting it all together.
Exactly. And this is a point I'd really quite like to make. Christmas can be a busy and stressful and expensive time of the year. So if you can think a little bit about how to come down a bit from this and spend more time with the family at this time of year, doing fun things, that's really what it should be about.
From just the experiences I've had with my family, my extended family, so people of all ages, sitting down and doing some kind of a little craft activity together is wonderfully mindful for everybody. And does somehow just have a lovely piece to it, doesn't it? It's very absorbing.
Absolutely, yeah. And it creates conversations as well that maybe you wouldn't normally have had. My children open up to me quite a lot when we're doing things like that.
Yeah, great opportunity. Okay, so I suppose in a similar vein, wrapping paper.
Wrapping paper, yes. Again, lots of hints and tips about wrapping paper. Try use, obviously, if you're buying less gifts, you've got less wrapping paper. Obviously, glittery metallic paper can't be recycled, so try and avoid those. If you've already got them, perhaps you should be using them, though. Then just lots of people using plain brown paper decorated with bits from the garden, herbs or leaves, or decorated.
I was going to say, even something just wrapped in brown paper, even newspaper, actually, with a red ribbon around it that you can reuse as many times as you want, still looks lovely, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And again, these things are just becoming much more acceptable that you can do that. It's more in magazines and everything. So it's times have moved on. Yeah. And then there's other people who are making reusable, upcycled fabric bags so they can use these things every year.
Yeah, they're a tremendous idea, actually. My sister from the States has used those for gifts, and they do. They get used year after year after year. So, yeah, a great time investment there.
And in terms of the tape, you can buy biodegradable sticky tape. Apparently WH Smith's sells that, or you can get this paper washi tape online. I'm sure the refill pantry will stock something, or phase out plastic, I don't know. But
Not even thought about sticky tape, but yes, you're right, we should really think about that, because it's just plastic, isn't it? Yeah, or just use a bit of brown string or something. So we've got to move on now to food. I can't imagine that's not come up somewhere.
Well, yes, exactly. And whether or not to have the veggie Christmas, lots of people aren't going to be ready yet to go meat free. So perhaps you can provide veggie options and just provide smaller portions of your meat over the Christmas time.
Yeah.
In terms of your vegetables, you know, there's nothing really stopping people buying from the market, taking their own bags with them. Box Local and Carpenter's Nursery will be selling fresh fruit and vegetables plastic free. And then, of course, there's the whole issue of food waste, which is just something I'm very passionate about.
Yeah.
Just really try and plan your menus and plan how you're going to use your food waste. We want to give out a lot of food in your buffets and everything, but inevitably there is going to be stuff left over. Plan how you're going to use it up in other meals, or use the local recycle or reuse project sites to pass that on.
Yeah, no, exactly, that's right. And be ready with your little Tupperware containers, so really you can freeze anything. So
absolutely,
you know, it's already meals for the new year, isn't it?
Make soups and stews and curries with your leftovers.
I think at Christmas, actually, is the food waste time of the year, isn't it? So it really is. If you don't do anything else, that really is something to think about, isn't it? Brilliant. Well, there's some fantastic tips there. And I think, as you said, actually, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that presents and stuff isn't what Christmas is about, is it? It should be more about the, you know, completely carbon-free friends and family and sharing the love.
Exactly. Get out, get a walk, spend some time, enjoy a board game with the kids. And more importantly, I think, for the new year is just have some conversations with your family. Don't have arguments about it, obviously, but have some gentle conversations and see if you can spread the word for the 2020.
Some great advice there, Kate. Thank you very much indeed. And I was talking there to the lovely Kate Swindles, founder of the St. Albans Mums Eco Team Facebook group. And just to expand on a few of the ideas that Kate had, you can sponsor animals through the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust, including hedgehogs and water voles, and that costs £20, and you can do that through the HMWT website. And they also do experiences, and amongst them is a badger watching evening for £50, and I know that those sell out fast, so if you fancy an evening of badger watching, just you or with the kids, then do go and investigate that. Another place where, if you're keen on hedgehogs, you can do something. You can do a hedgehog adoption at Hornbeam Wood Hedgehog Sanctuary, and that will cost you £50. Or how about, and this is something that Kate didn't mention actually, how about for daughters, mums, partners, how about a present from our lovely sponsor, Wooka Period Wear? They're selling a gift set worth £48 this time of year for £35, and it contains one set of Wooka medium flow period pants, which are soft, comfy cotton undies, sort of bikini style, dry quite quick. You machine wash them at 40 and then just dry them on the line. So nice and easy to look after. Also in the gift set, you get a natural rubber hot water bottle with a nice fleecy cover. And, most importantly, one fair ethical chocolate bar from a cooperative in Ghana. What could be better than that? All wrapped in a seasonal red bow, perfect gift for your best female friend, they say. There you go. Wooka Period Wear, another idea. And if you're thinking about those lovely festive walks, well, if you go west of here, over into the Chiltern, sort of Ashridge way, then you'll notice that in the trees there's just a lot more mistletoe. So if you're looking for a lovely, a romantic walk, or just a walk where there's lots of opportunities for friendly or romantic kisses, then I can recommend making your way just a bit further west, whether the mistletoe is hanging on the trees in large amounts at the moment. And also there, you'll find lots of red kites at the moment swooping overhead. And of course, because there's no leaves on the trees, it means that you can see them that bit more easily. Absolutely beautiful. And a lovely, crisp winter walk. What could be better? It is a little bit muddy, but actually, if you do go over to Astridge, they have a track sort of running along from the car park there, which I did notice people using wheelchairs on. So I think you could get away with that if you had buggy, wheelchair, other things. And of course, at this time of year, again, no leaves on the trees, so fabulous views for you to enjoy. So really lovely there. And as Kate mentioned, another point, do take a look at some of our local food producers. You could try Carpenters with their veg that they produce there. That's Carpenters, the nursery just up on Sandridge Road. You could try Box Local. We've had the lovely Juliet Foxwell here on the show, and she has some lovely offerings at this time of year. If you take a look on her website, and you can order either regular boxes or just a special one-off. Okay, do follow me on Twitter at @RV_environment, or please like our Facebook page, the Environment Matters Facebook page, and we always love to hear from you. You can contact me on amanda@radioverulam.com if you've got any comments or ideas for future shows. Always love to hear from you. And as I said at the beginning of the show, do listen to our podcasts. They're very popular. If you just go to radioverulam.com/podcasts, and you can find lots of editions of Environment Matters or indeed other Radio Verulam shows there. I'm going to be back at the same time next week. Until then, thank you very much for listening.
Environment Matters, sponsored by Wooka Period Pants, the reusable menstrual underwear that completely replaces disposables. Find out more at wooka.co.uk and join the revolution.